All right, welcome back. Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Aunt Robbie with you. And apparently we missed a someone run on stage.
Yeah, it was a sidekick of Howard Stern's.
Right, ran on stage. Got within 7 feet of Goodell.
Yeah, security got him and got him out of there, screaming something about an elevator. But you know what? That was the highlight.
Yeah, because there was a lot of grandstanding. And really, let's say, a lot of nothing. Some really good questions that were asked of Roger Goodell. And you got the same dancing. In fact, you got a lot of contradiction. Because in one breath, he's hiding behind due process. When the NFL has nothing to do with due process.
Yeah, you don't have to go by what the law says.
He referenced state laws. Well, that doesn't mean anything when it comes to why, you know, what a player's future is to play this sport and the game itself. So it was a lot of dancing, a lot of nothing, and a lot of – he used the trick of, as each time he was asked – whether or not he would step down, well, we need to do a better job.
Yeah, he was asked specifically, he said, no, I haven't even given that a thought. He started it off with the acknowledgement of the mistake, but it was a lot of nonsense. It was a lot of Andy Reid, I got to do a better job.
Yeah, it was. It was. He hid under the cloak of we and us. And again, that's politics 101. You're going to deal with the media, and you're going to give them nothing, say nothing, and hide under this plural, this we as in plural.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he was asked some terrific questions by some of the media, including our own Mike Garofalo, who asked about this very situation, about the each of these players that have different circumstances and then are on different lists and different things happen. So what are you going to do with, say, Dwyer in Arizona, and then Hardy, who's been handled different than McDonald, who's still playing. And so, you know, where is the end all be all? Give us a path.
Yeah.
Give us something in crystal.
And then he doesn't give you any solution. He gives you, yeah, we need to find experts to help us with that. Yeah. Well, what are you? Aren't you supposed to be an expert? You're making $44 million a year. You've been an expert on everything else. When you were the judge, jury, and executioner, well, where are you now?
Someone asked, it was a great question, too, about, hey, look, you know, you've been the judge and the jury, and you've been the end-all, be-all. Is it time you look at something else, another way to do it? We had a caller earlier call up, it was a couple days ago, and said, why not have a panel that involved a coach, a former coach, and a whole thing, almost like a Congress situation instead of a dictatorship, which is kind of what it is now. And, you know, he talked about, well, yeah, well, that's on the table. Yeah. We'll find out how that works. Whatever we get back, somehow, don't hold your breath. It's not going to come back that Roger Goodell needs to step aside or needs to share any of the power.
Yeah, there was a lot of things. I mean, you take out of that thing. And I thought one of them that was interesting was he was pressed on Ray Rice a couple different times and repeated over and over again. The statement he gave me wasn't consistent with the video that we witnessed later. And he said over and over again how they tried to get that tape. And it's just clear he's going to stick with the story. You know, he's not going to own up to any. The only thing he's going to say is, yeah, my bad, I should have done a better job. But as far as specifics go, he didn't give you anything specific. There wasn't anything concrete that you could take out of this in terms of what they're going to do, in terms of changes. You know, you name it. You go across the board. It was all cloaked. Cloaked in just cliches.
Without a doubt.
And ambiguity.
A complete ambiguity. I mean, there was nothing concrete. He said nothing. And it was like, hey, look, we're going to have a policy in place by the Super Bowl. Oh,
that's good. That's really good. Meanwhile, how many months is that? October, November. So we got 4 or 5 more months. God knows what's going to happen in this league.
And by the
way,
there was one person patting himself on the back, and it was him. I mean, you know, he was patting himself on the back about the difference that they've already made. And the strides that they've already made in this situation. Really? Well, then why are you standing up here? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's one of these things where you look at it and you kind of, you were hoping for some kind of clarity / legit admission, not bogus. He didn't get any of that. I don't feel satisfied one bit with anything that I heard from him. And all it does is continue the pattern of just a horrific month that this guy's had.